At the moment, I'm doing French studies with international relations, so it's quite an umbrella course.
And what A-levels did you need to do that?
Well, only really I needed a French A-level. I also did English literature and media, but it was only really French that the university were looking for.
Why did you want to pursue learning a language?
Well, I really enjoyed doing French at school, and as a nation, you know, we struggle learning languages, so I thought this would be a really good experience for me to maybe get a job abroad in the future.
Where are you studying?
My university is called the University of London Institute in Paris, so it's part of Queen Mary and University of London, but it's just based abroad, so it's a bit like a UK university, it's just in France.
How on earth did you find out that you could do your degree in Paris?
I was just looking through UCAS, all the different courses they were offering. I knew I didn't want to just do French, so actually I found I was looking at different courses that had other minors attached to it. I really liked lots of other UK universities that had a year abroad, but it was a four-year course. And then on UCAS I found ULIP, and they were offering a three-year course, but it was all abroad in Paris, and I thought that would just be a great opportunity, so that's what really drew me to it.
When you say you looked at UCAS, how was that? Is that on the internet, or is that in a document?
So when you're looking for universities, schools often give you a link to UCAS, or they tell you to sort of search for different universities, search for courses, so it's an online resource that you can look at and put in your interest, look at courses you're interested in, and it gives you all the different options that are out there.
Ah, I see. How was it moving abroad?
Well, at first, of course, it was really difficult, especially finding accommodation, doing it all in another language. You have to do a lot of things that other students in the UK wouldn't have to do, like getting a new bank account, a new phone number. But really, you learn so many different life skills, so that's been really great for me.
And was it very different to what your friends were experiencing in the UK?
Definitely, especially being away from your family for that long or not being able to go back maybe as often as other friends were going back home. But as I said, you learn so many more life lessons, so I think it's definitely been a wonderful experience.
What would you say to people then who are trying to learn a different language?
It's hard. I'm not lying, but I would definitely say stick at it. It's such a great thing, not only to put on your CV, but to use as a skill in life and when you're on holiday or abroad. So really don't give up. And there are so many resources out there to help you learn the language. And it's a really great skill to have.
So you've done 2 years in Paris. You've got one more year to go. Looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the fact that I've still got some more time in Paris and a little bit more time to explore. But yeah, I'm looking forward to perhaps coming back to England afterwards and using my French skills here in England.
Lovely. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. She said hello.